Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. With spring comes a collection of familiar foods that help us enjoy the new season. Few vegetables are more welcome than the first peas of the year. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, peas are one of those ingredients that can stand very well alone, or it's very nice to have them performing any number of supporting roles.
I agree. And you know, this show is not for everyone. I know there is a large dichotomy of pea lovers and pea haters.
Yeah, that's so strange.
It is, because there's such a delightful little unassuming. It's not like Brussels sprouts.
No.
I mean, but a lot of people don't like peas.
Yeah,
I have a friend who orders fried rice at Chinese restaurants without peas, like no peas in the fried rice.
No, really.
Whatever. But that's fine, because I think they're delicious.
I do, too. We're lucky in Baltimore that we can get fresh peas at
yes,
our farmer's markets.
Of course.
The famous Tom McCarthy, the pea man.
The pea man, the bean man. I mean, he's got a million nicknames.
He's great. He's great.
It's amazing. And I've never tasted peas like that fresh, right?
No.
Shucked for you. That's amazing.
And I got to say, his beans, any number of beans, the black beans are
You're
out of this.
You're getting off topic out. Peas.
I know.
Sorry.
But he's great.
Yes. But anyway.
Well, the simplest way to prepare them, of course, is just to boil them and put your best butter on them.
Blanch them, not boil them.
You're right. Yeah, you don't want them to start getting mushy.
Right. You want, although the Australians have this dish called mushy peas.
They do, yeah.
Tragic in my mind. But yes, blanch them, toss them in some great butter with some salt. Outstanding.
Well, you take that simple approach and just one step further, you can amp up the dish. Just saute some finely chopped onion and some minced garlic and olive oil over very low heat. And stir in a quarter cup of chicken broth, and then add your peas and blanch them in that.
Sure.
And it reduces a little bit, and you get a really lovely sauce going in with it. And so it's, you know, it's peas plus.
Peas plus, and for that, I would toss in some pre-cooked penne and just make a little pasta primavera.
That's
first green.
Well, one of the things I think is that peas, ham, cheese, and pasta go really well together.
Without a doubt.
And this is something that you can really improvise. You know, until the cows come home.
Right.
You pick a pasta, pick a meltable cheese, I would have to say.
Sure.
You probably want something that's going to melt down. Pick any form of cured ham you want, whether it's bacon or prosciutto or whatever. And bingo, you add your peas in there, and that's a nice start to a dish.
Right.
Then you start elaborating by whatever's available at the market that week.
Sure,
It could be cherry tomatoes. It could be asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever. And you got a really nice, simple dish. My mom used to make up a wonderful dish that... She would take blanched small white creamer potatoes.
Oh, right.
And then she would make, she didn't just, she was doing it, but she made a bechamel sauce.
Okay.
And we, you know, she'd cook everything and add the peas together and that.
Mm-hmm.
Just a real simple cream pea and potato thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun to make pea puree and season it in a variety of ways and use that as a condiment for sandwiches.
Jerry, you must be reading my mind.
Oh, do you have?
That's one of the things I came up with. You take a little of the preserved lemon peel.
Sure.
And
add it
to that. Great, great ingredient, by
the way.
Yeah,
of course.
And you can smear it all over some focaccia bread.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got just a wonderful little thing to munch on.
I mean, I think it's actually a better thing than tzatziki on the gyro, is to make a dill and pea puree
to
spoon that on top. It's really, there's a great intensity of both sweetness and earth.
That's right.
Which kind of drives a lot of food to a higher level.
Well, folks, get away from your inner child who used to dislike peas.
And just a quick thing, they freeze really well.
Oh, they do.
Buy a bunch, ziplock them, throw them in the freezer.
Jerry, great ideas. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.